Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for the GizWiz is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
It's time for the GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 1482, recorded Thursday, August 21st, 2014. Nailed it! This episode of the GizWiz is brought to you by Audible.com. To download a free audiobook of your choice, go to audible.com/GizWiz.
And now, get ready for Dick!
Hello, you. You're about ready to watch the GizWiz with Mad's Maddest Writer. I'm Chad Johnson. No one knows what's coming up on the next episode of the GizWiz, so stick around and watch!
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D.
And OMG, Chad.
On Twit TV. It's time for the GizWiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease. A nerd pathology. Rows and rows of USBs. Growing, glowing LEDs. Get ready for the GizWiz now.
Now! Hello and welcome to the GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. How you doing, Dickie D?
I'm doing fine, sir. And you?
Doing good. I'm doing really good.
Good. Okay. You know, yeah. we have a different version of the theme. It's ever so slightly different. So,
oh, really?
We're not going to play the video, just the audio, and okay. See if you can pick out any difference in it.
Actually,
can you do that, Josh?
Yeah.
Good.
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D and OMG Chad on Twit TV.
What? I didn't know your last name starts with a D. What?
Yeah.
Insane. Huh.
George Wood emailed me and said, "You know, Chad's doing the show.
We've never changed the intro. No, if anyone on the audio realized, I have done that now. How many episodes I've done it live every week.
Since the first of the year, right?
Yes, you're right. You're right. So 8 months, I've been, every single time it says Leo Laporte, Josh pulls down the music and cuts to me. If you've been listening to audio, you didn't know. But yeah, we do that live every single week.
Yeah, someone asked me recently, why don't you just edit it into the final version. I'm like, no, we got to do it live.
Oh, it has to be live.
Well, anyway, so Dan Luda's, I think, had the track. And so Dan Luda's did the track over. And this is something I want to ask you. So George Wood said he was going to look for high-res images of gadgets to remake the whole theme.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. You like that? My thought is
low res.
Old gadgets should be low res. I mean, my vote is low res, but you guys can.
Who edited the first? The one we have now.
The one we have now. I think George Wood did the editing, and I think Dan Luders did the music.
Uh huh. Okay.
So George Wood said, "Dick, when I did that theme, I was only pulling images off the web, and so they're low res. If you guys have high-res images, I could redo the theme."
Right.
And he said, think about that. So my vote would be leave it low-res, but that's my vote. You know what? When Gaines, you know, Mad's printed on, now Mad's on glossy paper, but when Mad was originally out before ads, it was on newsprint kind of paper.
Yeah, paper.
I
guess all
and there was a big
paper,
newsprint shortage many years ago, and the printer called Bill and said, "I have great news for you. There's a newsprint shortage, and we can't get newsprint, and so we will print Mad on glossy paper, very expensive, but you will pay the same." And Bill said, "There is no way I want Mad on glossy paper." He said, "I want a cheap look to the magazine, and I want the look that's always there, and my contract states it will always be printed on newsprint, so you have to find newsprint for the magazine."
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm still floored that there would be a shortage of newsprint, that somehow there was some factory that exploded and there was no more newsprint to be had. But then also, what and was it, it was the deal that it wouldn't be consistent, that for like for that that issue it would be glossy?
Yes.
And then
well, it was that and the fact that he wanted the look, he wanted the magazine to look cheap.
Right. Yeah. You don't want someone who has a small amount of money, which was kids, to look at a shelf and realize that one's on glossy paper, and all magazines that are glossy are going to cost three times as much.
Exactly. And then after the strike is over, or after the shortage is over, to go back to newsprint, he wanted it to be uniform.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So anyway. Wow.
It makes a lot of sense.
So I think the theme should be printed on newsprint. That's
we need the theme printed on newsprint. If anyone comes in and watches the theme and it's really nice.
Yeah.
No, we need
adjust
the
your
low
set.
Class
if this
customer.
Looks good, adjust your set.
Right.
It's
right.
It's too good.
I like it. I like it. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's perfect. Now, when did they switch to glossy? Because now
they switched to glossy when they started taking ads.
Oh.
And it was kind of interesting, is because Mad did a couple of color issues, but to use color, you can't use that very cheap paper because it goes on through the paper.
Right.
And so Mad did a couple of color issues, which sold very, very well. And then Time Warner said, you know, we keep telling you you should be taking ads. If you take an ad, ads always want to be in color. The ad company will have to pay for a color press run, and then the rest of Mad can get a free ride.
Right.
So that's sort of what they did, is they added a few pages to Mad to cover what the ads would use up, so that you still got a full issue of Mad, and we ended up with color presses, and now we're on a much better quality paper.
Wow. When was that?
About 7 or 8 years ago.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So that's really cool.
Like 40 years with no ads.
Yeah. That's insane. That's amazing. I mean, even the issue that I have, it's hard to see the ads. It's so nice because it's so full of content.
And sometimes the ads are fake ads. Someone goes, how could they, why would they, you know, the Apple ad on the back.
On the back.
It looked like an Apple ad, but it's someone having their iPad stolen.
Yeah.
And someone's, why would Apple run an ad like that? I said, well, it's a satire.
Yeah. Have you heard of the word satire? Maybe you should read some Taylor Swift. That'd be great. Yeah, that's perfect. Well, let's go ahead and jump into our first gadget.
Okay, our first gadget is an as-seen-on-TV gadget, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you my version, and I'm going to ask Josh to show us just 30 seconds of the original as-seen-on-TV commercial. So here is my as-seen-on-TV.
If only there was a way to get juice into the glass without lifting it. I can't because it's too heavy. If only there was a... Oh.
Whoa.
Oh.
A fairy has come out of nowhere.
There is a way.
It magically
the
appeared.
Magic tap. Oh, the beverage fairy. Thank you. Oh, this is amazing. Wait, what am I supposed to do with this? Oh, I see. I got it now. Oh, this is great. Oh, this is the magic tap. It's a way to get liquids out of a bottle without lifting the bottle. And the first depressing thing is it says not recommended for carbonated beverages. And I don't know why. So I thought the first thing
I actually wanted it for soda, for 2 liter bottles of soda.
So Coke Zero. Oh, you know what? You don't have to worry about.
Oh my gosh!
It doesn't fit in a bottle of soda.
But there's a huge piece to the end of that.
SodaStream has a wide mouth bottle, and this is just plain SodaStream seltzer. Whoa! Okay. So, and you'll notice that it needs to go on a wide mouth bottle. And I'm seeing now that it really is for, like, big bottles, like half-gallon and gallon bottles. So this, you know, it hits the bottom, but I'm going to push it in and let it, I don't know if it's even going to work. I'm curving it. It's not in a straight line.
There's a nozzle
the
that reaches down the bottom.
We'll see.
Yes, but it does
no
have little fins on the bottom,
oh,
so
it
can't get totally
but this
blocked.
This is carbonated. Okay, so what happens? So here's the, this is the trigger, and the object here is, oh, it can't, it doesn't.
And I really don't know why it can't do carbonated.
That's a, you know, that may be because, all right.
Because
so it doesn't work on
later I took another bottle and just put water in it, and
so
it did work, the same size bottle.
A half
so carbonation screws it up somehow.
Weird.
Cranberry juice. And
it might be the bubbles.
It doesn't.
I think it is.
A tiny bit
expand when it tries to.
So let's see.
Is the motor in, so I could hear the motor running. Is it in the
top? Yeah, the motor's in the head.
Got it.
All right, so yeah, now we'll bubbles. Try it again. Oh, look at this. So that, you know what? This is not bad. You know it would be great at a party if you had, like, red wine. You could just put one of these in a bottle of red wine, and then people could just go up, instead of having a bartender, they could just do that, you know, like if you're having like the Three Stooges over for buddy, you could have
it missed.
That.
It missed the top of the glass.
This is recommended exactly. By dry cleaners, by the way, to use at parties. Okay, so the gadget is the magic tap. So as you can see, you really have to use kind of a wide mouth glass because it does shoot it pretty far. If not, then you would have to do it more like that, okay? But one.
Yeah, if you tilt the glass, you can get it in much easier.
It's called Magic Tap, as seen on TV. I paid $7.50 each, and I bought two of them. Because when I see as seen on TV.
You have to get two.
You know that logo alone means it's a quality product with very close tolerances and a lot of inspection before they send it out. Or it's a plastic piece of crap, somewhere in between. But this does work. I think it's themagictap.com. They were $9.99, but it said buy one, get one free. So I thought I got cheated until I looked at shipping and handling, where it says pay separate shipping and handling for the free one, which was $6.99. So roughly the two of them were $10. Roughly the shipping on two of them was $24. They actually came to like $12 each. And I paid $7.50 on a deal of the day. But I have no idea how long it will last. This is the first time we're using it. It takes two AA batteries. Just slide that cover off, put in two AAs. And the object here is like if you have a half gallon of milk. You can see the kid with the picture there. You put this in the half gallon of milk, put it at the edge of the refrigerator, or if you have a huge refrigerator, in the door, and then the kid just reaches in, pushes against the magic tap, and fills a glass.
And surprisingly, it doesn't seem to be dripping.
Trying to end the Gizwiz with another one-take theater here on Twit. Look at this. Look at that.
And you shoot it at your friends.
Tiny, tiny bit on the floor. Anyway, here's to you. Bye.
It reminds me of those bottles that you would see in cartoons that they would always take it and squirt it at.
Oh, like a seltzer bottle?
Yeah, it reminds me of that a lot. It's funny that it has the milk on the package because one of the worst reviews on Amazon, which is the second review right now, says, "Do not use for milk." I bought this for my 6-year-old son to get his own milk. Overall, it works okay. And then she edits it later. Well, the concept is great. It worked for the purpose intended, so my 6-year-old could get his own milk, his own drink. It's just too difficult to clean. I've used this approximately 6 gallons of milk. Between each new gallon, I have probably washed the outside of the tube and run hot water soap it through the inside of the tube and then rinse to clean before the next gallon. Yes, so she's saying that milk makes it very difficult to clean.
Oh, yeah. And
it's starting
the cleaning
to smell sour inside the tube. It just can't
get it. Yes, you have to put it in. It said if you're using milk, you have to put it in a gallon jug, half filled with hot water, and put vinegar in it.
Oh,
and then
wow.
Run the water vinegar solution through the device. So, yeah, it's complicated to get it to me.
Yeah, a little. But I also want to know how it works, because I can tell the top.
You know what?
You know what?
I was wrong. The batteries are in the head. That little guy is the motor at the bottom.
Okay, that makes sense, because there's this wire.
Yes, I think the fins are protecting a little propeller under there that's sucking the liquid up. But you'll notice, it's so funny. In the past hour, it's gone down 10 cents. When I was putting the website live this afternoon, it was $8.55 on Amazon and free shipping if you're a Prime member. And did I just see $8.45?
Yes. Yes. Okay. We have got to figure out what their algorithm is and then figure out some way to trump it. Like, is it looking at other websites? Like, could we just make, like, 7 fake websites that listed as $2 and then...
You know what? Like, that
is interesting. It fluctuates so much.
And also, Google is knockout amazing, because I uploaded that video around 11 a.m. And then I was trying to find the real commercial for it. So I just typed in Google... the magic. I typed in magic tap. The second or third entry is my video.
yeah. What'll happen is it will know that you watch your own videos, and it will bubble you inside of people that you like to watch. So if I search for it, it actually doesn't show up. I'm searching,
Oh, that is so funny.
Now, this is just Google. It might be different.
I just did Google. You're doing Google and looking under videos, right?
Right.
I just did magic tap.
For the web. Right.
And I came up third. But I won't come up third on yours?
No. It doesn't look like I am. So if I'm Googling it now, you can see this, Josh, that I don't see it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, Google bubbles people into, like, their own little universe.
Scary.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
You know,
I was trying to find this commercial. I'll just play 20 seconds of it. I love, as seen on TV commercials, because the exaggerations are so bizarre. So, Justin, can you play, like, the first 30 seconds of the magic tap as seen on TV commercial?
Everybody's thirsty for more, but sometimes it's hard to pour. Giant jugs.
Look at this kid. He's spilling it. No one can get it in the bowl.
What you need is Magic Tap, the spill-proof automatic drink dispenser. It fills every glass
like
magic.
Okay. Wow. I just love that. I love that opening.
Yes, that's pretty ridiculous.
A big bowl, and the kid is spilling it 3 inches from the bowl.
Making sure to... Oh, no!
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, you would think that they would, like, they make money off of these, right?
I would assume.
Could they not hire a director or maybe a cinematographer or maybe better, like, a choreographer to make sure that it doesn't look so stupid? You know, maybe that sells products.
I was going to say, I think it must, because they haven't changed in, you know how hard it is to make an egg, and, like, the lady throws the egg, like, over her shoulder.
She
doesn't try and flip it in the air.
Get out the dozen eggs and you trip and they fall everywhere. Yes. Yes. Mm. Any conceivable, this is a problem and we have the solution. So funny. Very funny. that is the magic tap. I'm surprised. It looks like it works fast. Like
It works fast.
I was really surprised. I thought it would kind of be a dribble.
It works really good. And maybe the key is, if you want it for milk, according to that woman's review, you may not want it. But for juice, probably cleaning it is not that important. The only time it says you must clean it twice a month, no matter what, and also make sure you clean it if you're moving it between different kind of beverages. But, I mean, if you're moving it from cranberry juice to apple juice, I doubt if it makes much of a difference.
Right. Absolutely. Well, that is a pretty cool little gadget as seen on TV. So let's move on.
Move on to a company. Now, I did a couple of these on the Daily Gizwiz. Do you know the company Nokero? N-O-K-E-R-O?
No, I haven't heard of them.
You know, you will love this. No caro is an abbreviation for no kerosene.
Oh, yeah.
And what they do is they make solar lights, and they try to make them very inexpensively. And when there are big emergencies, they will do things online where you can buy them wholesale, and they will deliver them to, like, an area that had a hurricane or a tsunami. And I know I bought a dozen for like $70, and they take care of shipping it to where it's needed. But I have a Steve, the guy who started the company, he has a little 2-minute video showing their various products. So I thought the easiest way to see what they do is to run that video. It starts out with the object is to not use kerosene,
yeah,
but to...
And the quality of light looks so much better, not
yes,
just the fact that it's not kerosene.
Exactly.
It's so much brighter.
I'm Steve Katsaros, founder and inventor at Nocaro. I'm here to show you our line of solar light bulbs. This is the N180, the N200, the N220, and our newest N222. The Nocaro N222 has the latest technology
this
to enable
the,
a bright light
flagship
in an affordable and portable package. The N222 has a powerful solar panel that charges a lithium iron phosphate battery inside the housing. If the sun isn't strong and grid power is available, these charging ports can be used to charge the battery. The power stored in the battery is used by the LED to provide up to 50 lumens of light. The N222 has mobile phone charging for simple phones or topping off of smartphones via this USB charging port.
It's got to be so important.
Simply connect a phone to the light with a standard cable, and energy from the battery will be transferred to the phone. The Nocaro N222 is provided with these three lenses. One is a diffuser, one is green, and one is red. Also included is this useful stand, which can be attached to a wall or ceiling, or simply placed on a horizontal surface. When freestanding, the base makes charging a breeze. Alternatively, if a cable is available, this clip makes it easy to hang the N222 on a cable for charging. We have included this product authentication label with a unique serial number and an online verification process. Another feature is this O-ring, which makes our product extremely waterproof for harsh conditions such as fishing. The N222 is the newest product in our suite of solar lighting products. On the opposite end of the spectrum of our suite is the N180 Start, which is the world's most affordable solar light bulb. This light creates enough light to replace the simple kerosene lamp, affordably priced for the billions of people who live on less than a few dollars per day. To make this product affordable, we have refined it in numerous ways.
I believe it's
$8. Such as locating a switch under the globe and other cost savings features while maintaining Nocaro's high quality standards. To learn more about our mission and our products, please visit www.nocaro.com.
That is pretty amazing.
Yeah, so this little guy is $8.
Yeah.
But that's only 10 lumens, and their most expensive one was the one that does the phone charging. It probably will not completely charge a smartphone. It has a 1400 milliamp battery in it.
Right. That won't quite charge an iPhone all the way, but it'll get really close.
Yeah. And also, it's great for an emergency if you just need to talk for another 10 minutes or something. And that's the one that comes with the stand, comes with the three lights, a diffuser, a red light, a green light. There's a high position and a low position. You'll get on a 5 to 7 daily charge, you'll get 7 hours on low setting and 3.5 hours on the high setting using it as a light. And then they make an intermediate model that sells for $17. But the stuff is very affordable. And as I said, I love the fact that during emergencies, they jump in there and try and help people who are now off the grid and need to have some sort of way to see their way at night.
Yeah, this is really amazing. And you can also tell that they're really thinking about design and who's going to need this. The top has the same socket that a bulb would. So If you need it, you know, that's probably going to be the perfect place for a light
bulb.
To
hang it, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Little,
yeah, you're absolutely right.
That's
absolutely right.
Really, really cool. Yeah, and I was wondering, back when I was younger in Boy Scouts, we took a night on a airship, like a military airship, and they would turn on the red lights so that, because red light travels not as far, and so the enemy people wouldn't see you. Why red and green lenses?
You know what? That's interesting. The red I can understand too, because on my boat, my overhead light has a red position. So if you only be looking at charts,
right,
you won't get night blindness. And you're right, cockpits also have red lights. The green light, I'm not sure. If you're directing traffic,
I know.
Next time I talk to this guy, Steve, I'll have to ask him why they decided
a green lens.
Yeah.
Wow, but, very cool. Yeah. You're right. I really do like what they're doing here. And very, very, very cool. And you can buy one for yourself if you want one. Very neat.
Yeah, as low as $8.
As low as $8. Very cool. Awesome. Moving on to the third and final
gadget. Third gadget, we're doing something a little different this week. I have the viewer's video or the host video in the gadget warehouse. By the way, shot in the gadget warehouse. I don't know. Have you ever seen pictures of the real warehouse?
Yeah. You have a huge iron door.
Oh,
that,
yeah.
Like,
okay.
Swings
okay.
away, and it's this thing that looks like it could be a prison. It's insane.
Well, I rent it out to some people because, in New York City, anybody will live anywhere.
Yeah.
So our third gadget is a viewer video of the week, and it's his favorite gadget. And I'll just read a little bit of the email from Tim. Tim says, my son wants to show off his favorite gadget. We have a little joke at the end that refers back to a gadget you reviewed a few weeks ago. He and I love watching your show together. Now that it's on Thursdays, we watch it live. We watch it on a Roku on a 120-inch projector screen. I hate to inflate your ego, but your head is 4 feet tall, I guess, on that screen. Thanks for the great show. Tim Hopkins. Yes, exactly. Save Rip. Maybe that's his chat room name. So, Tim, here is Tim's son with the viewer video of the week.
Hi, Dick and Chad. We are going to be showing out the Vulcan EVF-25 Nerf machine gun. And this is up on the top is a little mounting dock for, like, sights, lights, scopes, or anything. And you got one right here, too, as you can see this little orange dot. There's also one on the other side for, like, lights or anything, and then you have this little hand holder. On and off switches in the back near where you are. Trigger, pull back, so you can do this. You can pull it back off.
It's YouTube.
Uh-oh. That's YouTube's fault. We will edit this out. Get YouTube on the phone. I need to talk to Chad Hurley.
I think Jeff is on the phone with them already.
Yeah, no, he's not, and I know why. Because he's shooting me with a Nerf gun that we happen to have in studio. You could step in frame a little bit.
I know why. You see, Jeff said, Dick, please show this video.
Did he email you? He said,
yes, he said.
Really?
He
you did?
Yeah, he said, Dick, this is a great video. Please show it. Me never dreaming.
Yes.
Okay, do we want to go back to the video?
Yeah,
let's go back.
All right.
We're on, and we're going to open this up. This is like, you can take this off if you don't want it on.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
I'm trying to take it off. There we go. You can take this off, so you can keep it like that. But then we can show this.
And he does point out these are Nerf darts, foam darts.
It is holds all your bullets. So you don't have to load it in like a line or something and for like a pack or anything of bullets, and then just keep on shooting. So then we are going to load this in. You can start your plastic, you can start from the back piece right here to the back of the loading station. And remember, always the clip is going to be, this is the right side, it's going to be on the left side over here, so it's going to clip. It's going to clip right here, right in here, that little hole. So you want to face the bullets where they're going to shoot out this, that way, instead of shooting down, exploding your gun. So, it's not going to explode, I'm just playing. So then we're going to put this back on.
Nice shirt, by the way, I got to say.
And we are, and this is also my favorite gadget because it's a machine gun.
And
it's not hard at all. I'm not sure, it's just like normal Nerf guns shooting you. You want like high-powered Nerf guns.
It doesn't hurt at all, he's saying.
So, this is why you never shoot people.
Never shoot people.
Uh-oh.
Nice! Wow, man, he's accurate.
Pretty good.
And he is good.
Uh-oh. Oh, yeah.
They're done.
All we missed was one. So.
Are you talking to that Dick DeBartolo again?
Oh, no. No.
What that was father running through trying to spank him with the toast tight.
Yeah, toast tight with him.
Yes. I had joked when we showed that my mother had it and used to beat me with it. And then I said, Ma, you can make sandwiches with it.
That is so funny. God, that is so great. Yeah, and I can't even talk because Jeff keeps pointing this gun at me.
Is it the same gun as
it's different. Doesn't have that cool belt and the box that attaches to the side. We can show it. But it is, they've started a new thing where they have these mechanical.
It's not mechanical.
This one isn't mechanical? You have to pump it? I'm broken. There we go. Slap that back on. Yeah, they have like it has a magazine. It has all kinds of stuff. Here, I'm trying to, I can't pop out the mag. I don't know how to work it. See, you can take it apart. You can make it a pistol. It's all sorts of stuff.
Wow.
Here.
Well, next time Jeff says, Dick, you must run this video, I'll send you his email
perfect.
You can.
Good. Yeah. Forward it to me. Yeah. Here.
Wait, armor and a mask.
It has a clip. This one looks all jammed and weird. Just throw it back in. I don't know how any of this works. You can't throw it in that way. There we go.
There you go. Not bad. Not bad.
See if I have as good of aim. Nope. I'm out. He has better aim than I do. These Nerf guns are super cool. Dick, before we move on.
Yes.
You may remember 5 years ago today, you took a little trip down to the brick house, to this cottage, actually.
Oh, my. Was it 5 years?
5 years ago, you took a trip down to the cottage and you showed off something. A pan with copper bottom, which you can bend with your hands. And we happen to have that pan, and John just reminded me that we have this available, and you can go to episode 900. What are we currently on? 1,482.
We're like 1,400.
Right. 482 episodes ago. This was your gadget.
Yes, the company was called Bone Shaft.
582.
Which I would say was Danish for you get the shaft. And I bought at least a dozen sets because I would show it. And if you just show it on camera, it does look like copper bottom.
Yeah.
You know, bread. But then I would say, and the neat thing about this is when the recipe says fold the omelet –
Yeah.
You can fold it right in the pan.
This is a...
And I would fold the frying pan in half. But the problem was every time I fold it in half, you ruin the frying pan.
Yeah, it's no longer pretty... It's it.
So I needed it for Phil Donahue. I did it for Regis, Sally, Jesse, Raphael. I just did show after show with people going, oh, can you come on and bend some frying pans for us?
That is so funny. That is so funny.
But it sure shows you guys don't throw out anything either.
No. Uh-uh. No, we have a whole nother building. We have our own little gadget warehouse.
I noticed someone lost the handle.
Yeah, the handle was gone. I don't know. I thought it was handed to me. I was like, what am I doing with a doggy dish? Very cool.
It was called Bone Shaft, B-O-H-N, I think, S-H-A-F-T. I think they named it like as a joke.
That is so funny. That is so funny. So, very cool. And thanks for sending in that that video. That was absolutely great. So, before we get to my something coming up, we have to thank our sponsor for this episode, and that is Audible.com. Hey, do you listen to audiobooks? Dick?
You know what? I always, people think I'm joking, but I'm not. I am a member for 8 years.
Wow.
And I'm still working on my first book, which is How to Avoid Procrastination.
Wow. Very amazing.
I know. But you
listen
to the
way
to work. Yeah.
Say again.
I will. You listen on the way to work.
I do.
And where I live is just 15 steps from here. So I listen to my audio book for 3 seconds in each direction. So I'm listening to the book 6 seconds a day.
Eventually, you'll get there. Eventually.
I'll get there.
Yes.
I'll get there.
In a 12-hour book, what is that? A couple thousand
it's
days?
About eight more years of
this. Yeah, exactly. So not a big deal. Yeah, is there a way that I can tell... Here, don't look at my thing because I'm just trying to see how long I've been a member. I'm telling Josh not to cut over.
Oh, you're telling me? Oh, you're telling me.
Don't look at me. Don't look at me.
Viewers at home, don't look at the screen.
Don't
look at the man.
I'm a member since 2010.
Under the red hair.
So the July 11th, 2010 was when I signed up. So 4 years ago, I've been an Audible member. And I absolutely adore Audible. The idea is that you sign up, and every month you'll be given a credit. We're signing you up for the Gold account, which does a single credit a month. And then you can use that credit to get audiobooks on Audible.com. And Audible has... I have not found a book that is not on Audible. Their selection is outstanding, second to none. And on top of that, they have periodicals, and of course, they do fiction and nonfiction. They also do, you know, like I said, periodicals. So the New York Times has a version for Audible, and it's just absolutely great. So head on over to Audible. You can browse around, look for a book that you want to listen to. And I'm sure that they will have it. Currently, I'm listening to actually two books at once. I started Freedom TM, which is done by Daniel Suarez. Realized that it was a sequel to another book. I had heard that I needed to listen to Freedom TM, so I started listening to it. Realized it was a sequel, and then downloaded Demon, which is the book that is actually the first in the series. And so I'm now listening to that and 3 hours in as well. So Daniel and I, before this, I had listened. Daniel Suarez was actually on Triangulation, and he was talking about his book Influx. So I listened to Influx, then Freedom TM, and then stopped that, and then went over to Demon. And Influx is really good too. That's just a standalone book. It's not part of a series at the moment. So, if you want to test this service out, which I highly suggest you do, we're going to give you a free audiobook. That's right, absolutely free, yours to keep. Just test out Audible. All you have to do is head on over to audible.com/gizwiz. That's audible.com/gizwiz. And there, when you sign up, you'll be given your own credit to spend on an audiobook of your choice. You can check out Daniel Suarez if you want, or if there's someone that you've been dying to read or listen to, check out their selection. They have a great way. They even have like charts on the New York Times or Peabody Awards, different things like that. So the browsing through Audible is a lot of fun. And we thank Audible for their support of the GizWiz. Thanks so much, Audible. Okay.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we have to play the theme because what you always show is so amazing. It needs a theme as an intro.
You don't need it, but you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner.
Okay, Diggy D, we are in Home Improvement Month.
Right.
Oh, there it goes. We have a few tools for us to play around with. And
wow,
I would move
the computer.
A little bit of bonus gadgets here. So, wow. You've had the issue where you have to just, throw a nail in something. Common problem to have. We're using the last minute gadget once again.
Don't ruin it. You can drive nails into it. Okay.
Last week we put a face on him. Do any gloves? Does it glow? Oh, let's find out. One second. Here, let me charge it up. This is a follow-up to last week's episode where we checked out the glowing paint. Do you mind turning off the lights? We'll turn those off. Close up the outside. It barely glows.
Oh, wow.
It kind of glows, maybe.
Oh, my word.
Okay, so glowing paint... Yeah, I don't know. The jury's still out on whether or not that's a good investment.
I think the jury's way out.
The jury's somewhere. We haven't found them yet. So you have to nail something into a board. And we have a few different hammers here to kind of demonstrate this. We have actually a speed hammer, which a fan gave Leo. So this is kind of a nice hammer. And then we also have kind of a rinky-dinky hammer here. And so let's say you're trying to put... Go ahead.
Are you going to add the board to your laptop?
I wanted to add a motherboard to my...
I think that's a father board.
Or it's a 2x4 board. I wanted a lot of new laptop space. So you take your nail and you hammer it into... Well,
wow.
You hammer it into the board, right? This is a little dangerous, especially if you're using something that's not perfect. So... My gadget, dun-dun-dun-dun, is this little thing. It has a magnet on the top of it, so you can grab a nail, and it will hold the nail for you, and so your thumbs are out of the way while you smack the hammer into the nail, and it keeps it in place. And they have a smaller version, so we have a few different types of nails here. Here, let me grab some. This is a much smaller nail, so you can grab that as well, and that'll hold a smaller. This is we can also keep that there.
I assume it would hold a screw too, right? If you wanted to hold a
It'll hold a screw. We also happen to have this, which is kind of one of the a wire nail that has a cover on it.
And so
has a plastic cover, and the magnet's strong enough to go through. That plastic cover, sorry, I'm going to use the larger one because there's a groove here to hold. Yeah.
Nice.
Jeff is over here going, no, it doesn't. It's not meant for that. But no, I feel like it works just fine.
That's
like
great.
That. So we have some other size nails. We have even thicker gauge nails. So this was the one that we had done before. And so now we have a much larger one.
Why don't you pretend you're doing an infomercial and then don't use that and like really wrap, hit yourself in the head and then hit yourself. Right.
Right. Here, take the nails out. Right. There we go. So this is what you got a hammer at. Ow. Ouch. I can't. No. If only I could figure out some way. Introducing the thumb saver.
Wow.
Dun 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 dun. And it's perfect. You have to hit the nail. Insane. This hammer has it built in. Oh. Look at that. Oh, gosh. Here. Yeah, so on the top of this hammer, there's a little magnet. So you can, this is one of those speed hammers. So I guess the idea is.
Oh, wow.
That's kind of cool. Wow, that is way neat. I want to do that again. Let's try that. Okay, so my new gadget is this hammer. If you check this out, you get it on Amazon for around.
That's neat.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I imagine the ham is a lot more than the thumb saver.
A little, I bet that these little thumb savers are a little bit less expensive. Here, let's see what else. What else here? I'm gonna switch to the smaller hammer. I wonder if it'll hold it just perfectly. He's distracted. That's fine. We could put it into the sign. Works great. That I'm telling you.
Nice.
Perfect. Yeah, so that is the thumb saver. They come as a two-pack, so you get both the small and the large thumb saver. We got ours off of Amazon. They do have imprinted very large on the handle thumb saver as a registered trademark. It's very large on the handle there. And these are less than $10, $9.69.
Okay.
ThumbSaverTool.com is where you can get them. You can see it on both. That
okay, that seems pretty decent.
Might have to zoom in there. Yeah, and this is aluminum on the top, and I feel like it's a pretty sturdy product, and it does basically everything that you kind of need it to do if you're going to hammer in. Hammer and a nail.
Like it.
Not much to it. Do we know anything about this speed hammer thing? It has no branding
Burke
on it.
It's
It's the Douglas hammer.
Burke says it's the best.
Burke says it's the best. And I believe Burke because it is very nice. And now our board has been weaponized and we are ready for any post-apocalyptic. Someone's knocking on the door.
What?
Who is that?
Jeff has the gun ready.
Jeff's getting the Nerf gun out.
Right.
I can't tell if that's in jest because we're hammering stuff all over.
I think it's the guy who owns the U-Haul truck is
he's going,
asking
hey,
me
we're,
to open the...
We're trying to put stuff into the truck, and you guys are just really loud. they ran off. Everything's safe. We've held down the studio for today. yes. So yeah, that is the thumb saver. It's a magnetic nail setter, so you can set the nail in the top.
And oh,
there it is.
Oh, okay. I thought that was the hammer.
No.
Okay, that's the magnetic nail setter. Okay.
No. I can do a little bit of research.
Free shipping.
For, yep, it
not
is
Amazon Prime, but $9.84 with free shipping.
You know, that one, I think it's just because Josh isn't signed in. I'm signed in over on my laptop, and it does show the Prime the Prime check. So I think it was just because he wasn't signed in.
Oh, got it.
It wasn't showing up.
So, got it.
Perfect.
Okay.
Yeah. That is the thumb saver, and that is my home improvement gadget. Now, next week will be the last week of home improvement. So we need your suggestions, your vote for what the next month will be. So we've set up a poll for you to go vote at twit.to/omgcrap9 because it's for the month of September. So twit.to/omgcrap9. And the choices are mobile, which is like... it could be a mobile phone, but it could also be a mobile device like an Arduino drone, or we have an AR. What was the AR Parrot drone? Parrot AR drone. It could be that sort of thing. It could either move or it could be something like for a mobile device. What were the other ones? Could you show that again? There we go. Kitchen. We're not doing food things, but we're doing like kitchen appliances. So maybe fancy toasters or cutting boards or that sort of thing. Pets, so food dispensers, pet entertainment products, that sort of stuff. Or water.
Snake carrying cases.
Snake oil specifically. and also water, which would include things like water guns or what are the water balloons? Water entertainment products. Oh, it looks like Josh is voting for pets.
I am.
Yeah,
I'm going to vote for pets.
Go ahead.
Birds
click
are
it.
Pets.
Let's
Thank
see
you
the
much.
Results. Let's see.
Oh, we've gotten pets is way ahead.
A few votes already. Pets is way ahead at the moment, which I think is great. I have a few. We're actually going to show off a few of my own pet gadgets if pets wins because I have some good pet gadgets.
And, oh, good. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And so vote at twit.to/omgcrap9, and that is how you enter. Perfect. So now let's move on to Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Foghorn. What do you got for us this week, Dickie D?
Well, we are. We're going to the Sophia Warehouse on Amsterdam and 83rd to Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Seems spooky. And I think
Roll
we have a video.
Video. I don't think that...
Welcome to Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
It's very echoey.
You don't need an echo chamber. I'm in the warehouse. I think since Chad took over, I don't think we've actually videotaped anything in the warehouse, but we're doing it now.
Dun, dun, dun.
I'm wearing the Tobax TOSBAX Sonic jacket.
Wow.
Okay. So long before Scotty Vest, there was a company making jackets with lots of pockets. But there's a difference. Every pocket is full of heavy stuff. For example, you know, I'm wired. When I say I'm wired, I mean I'm wired. So here's one pocket.
What?
Okay. So this goes to your, back then, cassette player. There's also one that would go to your cassette, or your disc player.
If it was made today, it would have Bluetooth player. In it.
Yes, yes, then yes.
There are speakers in other pockets. Let me see if I could find a speaker. Here's a speaker. Well, actually, that's the battery box.
Oh, that's huge.
Batteries
unbelievable.
Then there are four pockets with speakers.
Whoa, that is a huge speaker.
When this jacket came out. This jacket actually has something called black and Bluetooth. Your shoulders are black and blue. I'm carrying this much weight. So it's old technology. I don't even know if it's ever made it to the marketplace. I think it was supposed to be like $149 or $59. And you can hear, we were in the warehouse, an operating warehouse. So it was very convenient. Okay, you had your amp, you had your player on one side.
Isn't that ridiculous?
Player on the other side. You have the speakers in the front pockets. You have speakers up around your shoulders, right channel, left channel. And the object was, you would be like a walking speaker system. Now you can see probably why it never made it to the marketplace. The Sonic jacket, I'm assuming, you know, I thought it was, when it was sitting on the shelf, I always thought it was by Toshiba. It's Toss Bay, a Bex, Toss Back. and that is a toss back to the old days. Sonic jacket from the Gizwiz. Oh, let me show you the back, yeah. You know, if you're dying for something like this, let me know. I'll sell it cheap. Really cheap. Because I want to get rid of it.
He'll sell the jacket off his back.
You have to come to Disneyland to pick it up. Sonic jacket. Ta-da! Weighs a lot. Good for winter wear because it's heavy.
That is Bye. So funny.
Isn't that a riot?
That is a riot. And so, can you imagine the amount of annoyance if you started to play that?
Yes.
Going down the ski slopes while listening to your soft rock? Like, wow.
You know, I found, I did this on the GizWiz in 2006. But what I'm going to do is from time to time do a Gadget Warehouse gadget, because I could only talk about it in those early shows. We had no video.
That's true.
And so it's a lot of fun to see all those wires running everywhere in this jacket. And I found an article. So this came out in 1988.
88. Okay.
1988.
And
it's a newspaper.
That's a year older than me.
Oh, that is a riot. What are you, 25?
Yeah.
Yes, the jacket's 26 years old.
Yeah.
And the newspaper article said, people are taking their music with them, so forward-thinking designers thought, why not build them into the clothing and keep our hands free? 5 feet of wires sealed by Velcro into the jacket's lining are connected to 4 speakers. Low frequency in the chest pockets and tweeter speakers up near the shoulders. It comes in 3 sizes. Oh, my God. And sells for $199.95.
Whoa.
Now, I never saw this on sale. So maybe when they said available in limited supply, maybe they meant the one I had.
Yeah. They needed it back. And that's why they never sold any. You
that's
had
right.
it.
I had it. I had it.
That's absurd. You know,
for is that ridiculous?
About that same price, you could own this hammer. I
Did
found
we find
out.
A price for
I
that?
Found it. There's one on eBay. It's not the exact one, but it's $157.
Oh my God!
For a new one on eBay, they've sold. And the funny thing is on their website. I went to a few different websites. They have, it's sold out. They don't have any more because this is the 20-ounce finishing hammer, and it doesn't tell me the price, of this one. This is the exact model, but the other ones are $30 or $40. So I assume actually this is probably $50 new. Something like that. Okay. But the only one that's available now on eBay is $150 for this Douglas 20-ounce.
I'd rather just hit my thumb.
Finishing hammer. And I can tell it's 20 ounces because it has a 20 on the hammer head inside there. And it also has a special feature that the top, you can pull nails out of there.
But oh, that's nice.
It's a really nice hammer. It's another gadget. Oh, you know, oh, I forgot. I had this thing. And don't worry about it. We'll show it next week. Perfect. Let's move on to...
We want to, you know, just remind people that we're still looking for videos.
Perfect.
As you saw, we had Tim's son. I don't think he put his son's name in the video. But we're looking for videos. My favorite gadget. I invented this. I bought a piece of crap. Or our favorite, My Gadget Warehouse. Just shoot a little video, no more than 3 minutes. And put it on YouTube and send Jeff Needles the link to your video. It goes to GizWiz at twit.tv. And if we play it, like we played the Nerf gun today, they will get a copy of Mad Magazine, the one with Chad and Leo and Lisa and I in it, an Alfred E. Newman 35-year-old picture, and some pieces of crap that they have out at the Brick House. So make that video. GizWiz at twit.tv is where to send the link once you upload it to YouTube.
And Jeff is letting me know Max. Max was the son.
Oh, Max. I'm sorry. Max. Hi, Max.
Hey, Max. Thanks for sending in the video. Yes, please send in your videos. So now it is on to the letter. Oh.
Whoa.
It's time for a pious moment. Yeah, Padre, are you around? No. Do they ever say letter? Or is this just this.
Yeah, they say it's all the lyrics.
Oh, it's all the lyrics. Oh,
the lyrics are there. Chanted. They're just chanted. I have to use these new ones.
It's time on a ladder.
I like how Chad, you're all ready to dance, and then that comes on.
Yeah, okay.
That was very funny. That was, well, so was I.
Yeah.
Our letter is from Andre Reinert, R-E-I-N-E-R-T. The subject is the wet dry plunger. I saw your show with the wet dry plunger. Here's a website for the company called Ultra Every Dry. Oh, you know, it's a mistake. It's Ultra Ever Dry.
Ever Dry, got it.
This is the ultimate super hydrophonic coating. Can go just about anything. When I saw Chad show that, my mind went wild. I could imagine so many uses for it. My thought was my car. You know, don't go any higher for a minute, Josh. What are they trying to show in that photo on the left with the gook on the can?
That it's less gooky. I guess.
That's what it is, right? That you still get gook on it.
But it will eventually, maybe.
Oh, I see.
I don't know. You're right, though. It looks like it's going to be 93% gook-free, but it's still 7% gooky. That's definitely what it looks like.
Unbelievable. So Andre said, my first thought was my car. You'd never have to wash your car. It's not the cheapest product. We know that.
Yeah.
They've also been on TED Talks. I didn't know that. They have several very cool videos on their website. Check it out. You can also find it on Amazon. I think we did find it on Amazon. It's like $150 for like a pint or something, right?
Yeah, it's pretty expensive.
Very expensive. And then he goes on to say, I love new gadgets. I get teased by my friends because I'm always showing off a new gadget. That makes the GizWiz and Before You Buy shows so great. I get to see some gadgets that I don't have to buy, and that saves me money. And then it goes on to talk about Chad and his Cree bulbs. It's a long letter, so I posted the whole letter and the link to the EverDry website at gizwiz.biz.
Yeah, this EverDry website. I saw this a few years ago. And it just blew my mind. And they'd have a piece of something sitting in water for like a year and a half, and they'd pull it out and it'd be dry. And yeah, it was just kind of amazing. The one with the shoe is one that I remember pretty specifically.
If I put it on the bottom of my boat wouldn't even settle into the water. It would just stay dry.
Seems like it.
Right on the very top.
It would ride on top of the water. Yeah. Yeah. And they do they're doing it right here where the outside of this piece of glass.
It's flubber.
The outside of this piece of glass has been treated with the solution, but the center of the glass has not. And the water just stays away from the edge. And so it will just like form up in the center.
Oh,
there.
Look. Oh, wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I've seen a few of these and it's really mind blowing, how it works. Yeah. Here's the paint, putting paint into a funnel. Isn't that crazy? Yeah. So, really, really neat stuff with the hydrophobic, ever dry.
Cook them.
Yeah. I wonder what is the limit of stuff that you can add, add this to. Like, could you do? I don't think you can do it on glass, so maybe your car wouldn't be able to.
Yeah, there's something on the website. It says, do not use this on your car windshield. You won't be able to see. It will obscure your vision.
Right.
So. Yeah.
Right. So that is EverDry. Good letter. Thanks for sending that in. And where can
thank
people
you,
send
Andre. Andre sent it in. He's a safety engineer.
Perfect. Wow. Very cool.
He's a CHST safety engineer. He's a chief head safety technician.
Ah, got it. Perfect. That makes a lot of sense. That makes a lot of sense. And we should let you know that we're also selling some T-shirts at teespring.com/twit. If you head on over there, there's only a few days left to get our Twit T-shirt. It's commemorating 3 years here at the Brick House. The back has the date that we moved into the Brick House. There's only 5 days left, and then we won't sell them again. It comes in black and in white, as well as a guy's cut and a girl's cut if you want a slimmer shirt for the ladies. And both of those are in black and white, both of those cuts. And it's $20 for no matter what style or cut or color. And you should get it now, because in 5 days you won't be able to buy them again, and we'll never sell a T-shirt that looks like that one ever again. Also, make sure, a reminder once again, send in your videos, and also send in your submissions to what we will do next month. And a little bit of a programming note, I'm going to be flying out to Seattle, Washington next week, so we are recording the show live on Monday afternoon after Marketing Maverick. So if you want to catch the show live, tune in on Monday around 6:30.
They told me around 5:30, but maybe closer to 6 your time.
Perfect. Pacific time.
Somewhere 8:30 to 9 p.m. my time.
Eastern.
You know what? Someone's just typed it in the chat room. CHST is construction, health,
and safety
technician.
Oh, wow.
Okay, PAC
construction,
NW.
Construction, health, and safety technician.
Yeah.
Wow, that's really cool.
People we never let in the Brick House under any circumstances.
No. Mm-mm. We have no health and safety here, and we will keep
we
it
want
that
none
way.
Of that. We don't believe in that.
We don't need your flim-flam health and safety. Right. We like to do things on the edge. Tune in on Monday at around 5:30 to 6 Pacific. That's 8:30 to 9 Eastern. But you download the show, it'll come out on its normal day. No need to worry about that. And you can download the show, subscribe to the show at twit.tv/gizwiz. There you'll find links to everything, iTunes, Zune, absolutely everything your heart desires. And I guess that's about it. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.